Up next, we are recapping Project Runway, Season 15, Episode 14, Finale, Part 1. The designers go to New York Fashion Week. You're not going to want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
We are recapping Project Runway, the finale, part one.
Yes, yes,
season
we are.
15, episode yes. 14.
Yes, so, we are down to the wire.
Yeah, so we have the final four.
Yes, we do.
So very we exciting. Have Rick, mm-hmm. Aaron, Roberi, and Laurence.
Yes, what a tight competition.
I know. And normally they have like three designers go to fashion.
Right.
And sometimes they cut it down, like in the first part of the finale.
Right. But that surprising shocker cut, you
right,
know?
Right. But we are going to have four designers go to mm-hmm. Fashion Week. I mean, I'm kind of excited because I feel like they all have a really different aesthetic.
They do.
And different things to say. So mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think the most similarities are going to come between Rick and our quirky friend with the glasses.
Aaron.
I love those two. To me, they're the most fashion forward at this point. But it's exciting to me. It's anybody's game because everyone is so talented.
I know. And they can really turn it around last minute.
Because they've been so restricted to challenges.
Right.
That we haven't really got to see everyone's individual, really, like, them really dig into their own style. So this is exciting. Like, I'm happy to see something that's not just a challenge and everybody thinking along the same lines, you know?
Right. I always think it's kind of nice to see the finale because mm-hmm. they really have an opportunity to express themselves mm-hmm. in 10 looks mm-hmm. we have. And they have $9,000 mm-hmm. and 6 weeks.
It's so, nothing like a little budget, baby.
Right, right.
Money will do the trick.
And, I mean, that's like a lot more time than they're used to producing mm-hmm. a look in one, maybe 2 days.
Yeah.
So it's really kind of their opportunity to just take their personality and showcase
relax it and kind of go in like artists do and not really be distracted by everyone in the showroom and just...
You know. Right, you can work in your own space, too, which makes it a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, definitely. I was really excited to get to know the designers a little more.
Right.
Because sometimes people win on sheer talent alone, but we know that drive is a big factor in success. So we got to see where these people were coming from, their backstories, you know. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of fell in love. I know I've been tough on Laurence. But I kind of fell in love with her this week.
Yeah, we definitely see a softer side of her.
Yes, definitely. Even just an emotion behind her seriousness. Like, she's very introverted and she's very calm. So we got to see a little bit more emotion from her, and I liked it.
Right on. Yeah. So let me introduce you before we continue on with the show.
We are so amped up today. I'm excited.
We're too excited about this episode. I'm your host, Michelle Uberest, and with me I have Carmen Cameron.
Hey, everybody.
And, you know, you kind of joined us in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell the viewers a little bit about yourself? So far we've had a whole bunch of guests and stuff, but we really mm-hmm. haven't talked about you.
Sure. Well, my name is Carmen Cameron. I've been a creative for years. I've never earned money outside of creating something, either, you know,
that's awesome.
Singing or writing or designing. So I started off as a songwriter, and I've worked throughout the industry, entertainment industry, doing different things. And now I kind of went into product management and started styling for some people and, you know, started designing for some people. So I'm just an all-around creative girl just out here hustling and making it happen,
right
you know?
On, right
so.
On.
That's Carmen. You can find me at Carmen Cameron on Instagram, and you can also look me up on Facebook at Carmen Cameron as well.
Okay, and you guys can find me at Uberest on Instagram and Twitter. Mm-hmm. If you tweet us, we will answer your questions on the show,
Absolutely.
So please shout us out. So basically, this episode is kind of like pre-fashion show, mm-hmm. and we get to visit the designers mm-hmm. while they're in the middle of making their collections. Tim comes to visit mm-hmm. the designers in their homes and their workspaces with about 2 weeks left to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, we do see, you know, Laurence, and she's mm-hmm. in L.A. right now,
mm-hmm.
and she's kind of telling her story mm-hmm. where she got pregnant at 16, and she felt like her father basically just rejected her. And she had a really hard time at a young age. And we kind of see where this, like, stoic
kind of front of Laurence comes from. She's used to masking her emotions because she had a serious hurt in her life. But when she said that she chose to turn that into a situation where she found beauty in everything that she put her eyes on, that was very, very touching, because what artist isn't trying to take their tragedy and turn it into something amazing?
I think those are the most successful people, too, when they actually have something to say. They're not just like, well, I want to make something, you know, beautiful or fun or whatever. When they have something that they're basing on, it comes from a deep place.
Yeah, and that's why I think I know why. Because I was questioning, I'm not going to lie, I was questioning, how did Laurence get this far? But it's that thing in her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I liked her pieces. She went all light colors.
Yeah. Well, she kind of starts. She kind of starts from dark to light to kind of signify her, you know, her journey through life, and that there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And I thought that was pretty smart. I still wish she would have used black, because I feel like that's kind of her signature. But I love the white pieces. I just wish she would have maybe started incorporating some more of those leather. You know, I feel like she was trying to take, you know, so much advice from the past that she was trying to change too much.
Yeah, I would have liked to see a nice corset, leather corset in there. I'm surprised we didn't see one at all. But maybe she felt like she had showcased so much of that already that she wanted an opportunity to do something that hadn't been asked of her.
Yeah.
Like, but she did take the criticism very well. You know, not choosing black, she was very obviously trying to lean towards the judges and what they've been telling her before. So
I get it. I think that she should take it, you know, a little bit, but I think she maybe took it a little too far, because I felt like some of the pieces were too soft and they were kind of straying away from, you know, what she's been showing us.
I wanted to see that structure that she does.
Right. Like, I missed that structure, yeah. And in the previews for next week, I feel like there's a little bit of that added back in, so I'm excited to see it. Any other comments about Laurence and her visit?
And I understand her a lot better.
Yeah.
I'm just happy I got to see behind the wall.
I know. I couldn't believe she was crying on camera.
Yeah, it was like emotional. Whoa. I was like,
she's so blocked off.
Yeah,
I
got a little choked up. I'm not going to lie. It was touching. And it just made me realize, not to say that she isn't talented, but there are so many factors in being successful. There's so many different ingredients in the pot. Like, you can't just judge a book by one cover, or you can't just look at the competition and say, well, you know, you can't judge yourself by what other people are doing. You have to always factor what's going on inside.
Yeah.
And that's going to take you really far. So,
well, and I think
that's what I learned from Laurence.
We haven't even seen her, this side of her, until like the very end of the season. So you're thinking, oh, this girl's just, you know, she's just a badass. And, you know, but now we're finding out why and what kind of created that. And it's just, you know, you could meet her and talk to her and never know these things and, you know, judge her by that, too. So I think it was pretty cool to see that. So next we have Rick. He's also in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And he's kind of doing, like, a 60s Sgt. Pepper Twiggy inspired.
Like, yeah, like, it's kind of modish, but, like, futuristic modish, I'll say. I loved it, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was a little confused by a lot of it, because I feel like Rick does kind of do that, like, punk, rocker, edgy look. I feel like this was kind of out of his character.
Like, now, I can't judge it fully yet, because we got to see the finished product.
Right.
But it's like he took classic mod elements and mixed them with more edgy, future-forward patterns.
Some of them, though.
Yeah, like, I like the black and white scuba thing under the leather skirt. I think his leather work is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but I just want to see. I like it. I love the embroidery. I love a clash of textures. Like, that's my thing. Like,
I love the textures, too.
Yeah, I love it. So I'm interested to see what he does. I love the preview, though.
Yeah.
It was good.
I love the mod kind of futuristic part of it, but mm-hmm. I didn't really like the denim and the print.
I loved it. It was my favorite.
I felt like I was a little schizophrenic when, you know, if you look at it as a collection, there was too many themes going on, you know?
Yeah, I want to see how he brings denim back in with the leather. Maybe he'll find a way to incorporate denim with the leather, or maybe the leather with some embroidery that'll kind of tie it together. Mm-hmm. But I guess we'll just have to wait
and see. And then he was also doing kind of this optical illusion thing where he was playing with little things. Like, he made a dress and it looks like a bow, but it's really two arrows that meet. And he had a faces with the vase on the shirt. Cool. I thought that was really smart and cool and new. I think he should definitely keep that part of it.
Yeah.
But it's like we said with Laurence, it's not really coming from, like, a personal place. I feel like he's just like, here's a theme. I'm going to go with it because it's cool. Mm-hmm. But I don't really have any personal ties or feelings to this.
Well, that's hard. I mean, it's his work. Mm-hmm. So we know he's going to be emotional and passionate about it. But is there a story?
Right.
Is there a real story behind it other than he just likes to be on the edge?
Right, right.
You know? But I loved it. The frames alone. Like, I'm working on an eyewear.
The frames were really cool.
Yeah, I'm working on an eyewear line now. And his frames were very inspiring because it looked like he used leather, like a stiff leather, and stitched it together. Like, it just was cool.
Onto 3D glasses or something.
Yeah, it was cool.
I like the glasses a lot. Yeah, I think those could tie together the collection. It kind of adds that futuristic vibe to it.
Very.
But I also just, I don't know, I feel like Rick, what we've seen from him in the past is more, like, dark and edgy. I just feel kind of like this is out of place for him, based on what we've seen from him on the show. Do you feel like this is, like, Rick's personality showing through?
Well, yeah, like, he's always, to me, he's always taken a little classic something and put his spin on it. Like, even taking it back to the outfit that he made for his mom. It was like, okay, you did the Chanel tweed kind of woman's suit, but when you open it up, you see his leather patch, you see his little embroidery. So I think I'm interested to see where he's going with it. I love his style, and I've always loved his style, and I've always believed that he's one of the edgier designers. And then it's hard for me to judge, because as far as fashion is concerned, I'm one of those all over the place type of people. Like, I prefer to not match.
Right.
I prefer to not be neat. You know, so I don't know. I think he and Aaron are more so up my alley right now than the other two are.
So let's talk about Aaron.
Yes, let's talk about Aaron.
So she's in Boston, and she gets a visit from Tim.
Right. Of course, she has nothing done.
Nothing's done. And there's like 10 days until Fashion Week. So she's basically spent 6 weeks, 4.5 weeks
making flowers.
Making
flowers out of marbles and Skittles.
Which is scary.
Which is very scary. I think maybe she's one of those people that thrives off of the pressure.
Right. I get that. But at the same time, you're thinking, I have to make one garment every day, and it has to be polished and thought through and all of this stuff. So I feel like that, and you know what it's like to work on a garment in one day. So I don't feel like that's enough time to give yourself to make something amazing.
Apparently this is a habit of hers, though.
Yeah.
Because everybody that knows her is like, maybe she'll be on time. Maybe she'll have something done. Like, you know, all her friends that she brought to the meetup were kind of like, that's Erin.
That's her process.
We kind of roll with her. Yeah, that's her process.
But she really likes the embellishment. And so maybe for her, that's the part that is inspiring the garments.
Well, I will say this. When I saw the sneak peek of her rack, I lost my mind.
Yeah.
Like, the patterns, the text, the textiles, I guess, and the banana lady looked like a lady. I was losing my mind. Like, I cannot wait to see. She made these oversized sequins that she cut with a laser. She was on it.
Right. My favorite part was the fly fishing materials.
Right.
And I didn't see that, so I hope she keeps it and we can see it next week, because I'm really interested in that. I mean, Erin's kind of just all about fun. And I think that, like, out of the bunch, she's the most fashion forward. Because this is stuff, like, that we don't see out there.
Right. Like, I'm so bad.
Roberry
gave us a lot of avant-garde looks. But, like, when he took the papier-mâché thing from the ceiling and made the dress. Mm-hmm. It was awesome, but we have seen it before. But when Aaron gives us this bubble coat that kind of like weaves into each other and it has this awesome frame and it's this cool fabric and this cool color, she gives you things that you haven't seen, like you said. And so she's just like she's exciting.
I think her process is just so different. She's not really into making normal garments. Like, hi, I'm a jacket and I fit.
Right.
Or I'm making pants and they're traditional, you know, where I feel like everyone else is kind of off of a play off of everything else we've seen before. Like a fitted jacket, you know, pants, pencil skirts, whatever. Mm-hmm. Her silhouettes are so different.
Yes.
But everything about them is so fun and bubbly.
Yes.
And it's not forced.
Yeah.
Like, it's not overdone.
I love it. Yeah.
And, you know,
well, sometimes
she's got...
it's a little overdone. Like, when she made the flower thing last week from the worms, and the top was, like, looked like the model was going to tip over.
Right, but when we're looking at her finale collection, you have, you know, like, a bubblegum pink dress, and it's got these huge oversized sequins on it, but it's not got over-embellishment.
Right.
And I feel like it's just, she's not really into creating garments. She's just into creating, like, art that you can wear.
Yes, like, she's like an artist engineering pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's laser and plexiglass and making sequins. Like, that's ingenuity. And I love it.
And I think, like, women would like this because it's fun and it's kind of kitschen young and it's not so serious. And she herself says, you know, I don't take myself so serious. That's not who I am. That's not what I design.
And it looks great on the runway.
Yeah.
And on a hanger. Like, the movement of the dress she created with the pastel colors, the white dress, so pretty.
And it's technically, when you think about it, it's pretty basic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's exciting. And it's something, even just in the silhouette, it's simple, but it's something that makes you excited when you see it. You know, and it makes you happy.
Definitely. I would have to agree with that, for sure.
I also feel like she didn't really have a personal inspiration. It was more about aesthetic, but I think she's also more in touch with kind of who she is as a designer.
Yeah.
And what, you know, like we talked about, the trims really inspire her and the feeling of being happy.
Right. Yeah.
Do you have any other observations about Aaron's collection?
No, I'm just excited to see it. I just can't wait to see it.
Me too. I think it's going to be a good show.
All the colors make me excited. All the patterns and the prints, they make me excited. So.
And her stuff is so crazy that she can really throw in all these different prints. And somehow it's still cohesive. And the thing is, you can always tell this is Aaron.
Because it's the fit of her clothing. She has her own cut. I guess you could say, like, her own way of cutting things, like, that make them cohesive. Like, this isn't a tight dress out of nowhere. It's a flowy dress. Like, the same way all of her pieces are wide and flowy. Like, that's an Aaron piece. Even though the fabric is a little more toned down than maybe the lady with the yellow hands or the, you know, not...
Yeah.
This big sequence, but it's still, like, an Aaron piece. Like, you know that
silhouette. Kind of exaggerated and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, so Roberi is next, and he's in New York, and we kind of find a personal connection with him. He's from Venezuela in Caracas, and he basically won't go back there, so we see him video chat with his family.
Yeah, there's and a lot going on there. Like, God bless the people of Venezuela right now, because it's really bad. Like, food is, like, it's just really bad there.
There's actually a designer that was on my season, and she is there right now, and she's trying to leave and get her son out of the country and come to the United States, and it's just, it's, like, riots over there, and, you know.
It's bad. Yeah, they're fighting for food. They're fighting to survive, you know.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, we're having, like, creative people that could come out, you know, of this country, and it's, like, so hard for them to... to get here and be safe.
Yeah,
you know?
He said he's been robbed. His business was robbed 3 times, and he took that as inspiration to get on the right path. Like, maybe I'm on the wrong path. Like, this is a sign for me to follow my dreams.
Yeah.
So
he
shut down shop, got his work visa, and went to work. And he ended up on Project Runway.
Yeah. And so now he's staying in New York.
What a story.
Working on a collection for Fashion Week.
Right.
So, I really like Roberi. I was a little bit disappointed with what he was showing Tim, because I feel like Roberi has this very artistic, kind of painterly and organic way of creating clothing that's very elegant and interesting, and I felt like he was dialing it back way too much.
Way too much. I was so confused. Like, I was expecting to see, like, some extravagant, like, he's been bringing it with the avant-garde, and then he just came with these kind of subtle pieces, and I'm just like... all right, where's the Roberto?
Right, like, this is just a jacket. This is just a dress. And he's kind of trying to justify this to Tim, and I was like, but I've seen amazing things come from you, and you don't have to do avant-garde. You can do a wearable, but the, a lot of the techniques, you know, and the looks that he's used, I think you can turn that into something wearable. That's a lot more interesting.
I mean, like, he had a jacket come down the runway today that was awesome. Did you see, like, I can't even describe it, but it was cool. It was a cool pattern. It was, like, a greenish kind of color with a print textile right here.
Yeah, we'll talk about all the looks so dope. Next, but...
But overall, I was like, yeah. I liked his choice of using the iridescent fabric. I liked it, but I'm just lost.
Yeah, I was hoping for more.
I was let down a little bit, but it's not over yet.
Yeah.
So we'll get to see what else he adds, you know, maybe. But you know what I will say? When Tim came to give his critique, Roberto was pretty much like, okay, Tim, thanks for your opinion, but I am who I am. This is my aesthetic. I'm not going to change who I am. I'm going to stick to who I... Like, and I was proud of him for that because you saw Rick kind of get flushed when Tim was like, oh, this is all wrong. Rick's like...
I know.
All wrong?
What should I do? Yeah.
What do I do? Do I follow, you know, my vision, or do I listen to Tim, who doesn't sew and doesn't design?
But at the same time, you're a designer working on your, you know, collection for this many weeks in your own box. It's good to have an outside opinion.
Yes.
Because the judges are going to be an outside opinion. So, I mean, I think he did change some of it because I didn't see that iridescent stuff on his rack when Tim came to his house, but we did see it come out on the runway.
Wait, so the iridescent was Rick?
No, it was Roberto.
Yeah, it was Roberto. Yeah, right. No, I was thinking about Rick for a second.
So, and his inspiration is kind of just a girl going different places.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's
but she's not dressed up. We wanted to dress up.
It's not a strong concept.
Where is she going? Like, it looks like she's going to the market. Like, we wanted to see her go to the ball.
Yeah.
We wanted to see her go to, like, meet the president. I do not want to see her go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Like, Roberto, you're Roberto.
Yeah.
Like, bring it. Right. Please.
And, like, Don't let us down. The knot technique, or, you know, we saw kind of the metal, and we kind of obviously see this organic look, and I'm just like, these are just jackets, and, and I was really kind of rooting for Roberto to get to Fashion Week, because I wanted to see what he could do, and I'm like, no, now you need to step it up.
Right. Right. He was getting that push,
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm losing hope for him. It's looking like it's Aaron's game at this point.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And I think she was strong from the beginning. I think she's just in a different box than everybody else. You know, it's not traditional. So basically, after Tim visits with all the designers, he says, we're going to do a three-look preview for the judges. Basically, we're not going to judge. We're just going, there's not going to be a...
Critique.
Yeah, it's a critique.
We're going to rip you to shreds.
Yeah, to help you out so you can have a better collection.
Right.
And, you know, there's no winner, no loser. But I think this is really good because, again, you get this outside perspective. And it's kind of hard to base that off of three looks, so you have to choose really wisely.
Right.
But I think it's really beneficial to hear. Even if you don't go ahead and follow it, it gives you something to bounce off of because you've been bouncing this off of your own brain for so long.
Do you think they hold it against you if they tell you to change your look and you don't?
I think it depends on what you do. I think if you pull it together in some other way, then no, I don't think so. I think if you failed because you didn't take that...
It's like 10 times worse.
Then they're like, well, we were trying to help you.
Right.
And you didn't, you know, do anything to make this better.
Right.
So, I mean, they do ask people, you know, in the finale that watch the fashion show. It's open to, like, all kinds of people. They do ask people who they like, but the judges are ultimately the ones that are going to decide. So, you know, if they're saying... this doesn't look cohesive, maybe you should take a second look at this, then you should probably do it if you want to win.
Take a second look, right, definitely.
So, we actually have Heidi, who isn't with us in person today. She's over video chat.
Right.
And so, Michael Kors comes in, which I was excited about.
Exciting, yes, very exciting.
But he wasn't as snarky as I was hoping, because I missed
I was so happy that he wasn't snarky, because the other judges let you have it, so I think there needed to be a good balance.
I miss the snarky Michael Kors. You do? Yeah, I do. But I think he has he does have a more straightforward perspective, so I like that. So
it's life goals, at least to get read by Michael Kors at least once in your life.
I know, that would be awesome. So let's take a look at our looks from the runway.
Yes.
So first we have Erin, and she, her first look is kind of a neoprene dress, and she's got these plexiglass sequins all over it.
I lost my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
I lost my mind the minute I saw this dress. The cut is so unique. I love the shoulder peeking out, and I mm-hmm. love the sleeve.
Yeah.
And the sequins were so cute and just placed in the right place and sparkly and just different. And, I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
What I like about her clothes are, like, most of them I would never wear because I am not that bubbly. But but I really, like, enjoy looking at them. And I feel like they're kind of, they're wearable, but yet they're so whimsical.
It's art.
Yeah.
It's art. But then she balances it out. Like, okay, I'm going to give you this edgy piece, but then mm-hmm. I'm going to give you this pretty dress that mm-hmm. translates into everyday life.
Right. And let's look at her second pretty dress.
Right.
This from afar is just a pretty dress, but she's kind of got this crazy print with, like, cupids and fish, and they're all supposed to represent her friends.
Right.
And I think that kind of quirkiness is when you take the second look at what the print actually is.
Right. Exactly.
But the silhouette itself is just, it's a nice so little...
And is there some sort of detail going on, like a draping, kind of like pocketed drape on the side of the dress?
I'm not sure. It was so flowy. It's just kind of all over the place. But she did make
a
clutch.
If it is what I'm seeing, I love it. And then there was like a glitter clutch, right?
Right. And mm-hmm. she wrote clutch on the front of it.
Cute.
I think she should have kept the pom-pom. Because I think the crazier the better for her, especially with a... kind of boring-ish dress like mm-hmm. this. It needs mm-hmm. a little of the Erin flair.
I love that movement, though. You just feel like a goddess in a dress like
yeah.
that.
It's
trailing behind you. It's catching wind. I just love it.
And it could be casual or dressed up,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at Erin's third look. So she's kind of got an orange pencil skirt with these big, huge, sparkly buttons, and she's got a sweater with these huge sleeves. They look kind of furry, but she's actually hand-woven... like yarn
right, she was
or
like
something.
Woven. Remember?
Right, it's woven. It's, it's not knit.
Like, no, it's not knit. It's woven. Like, okay, get them together, girl.
I love this look, especially the top. And the judges weren't like digging it, but I don't know why.
You know what? I like the look, and it's giving me like an edgy high fashion thing. I like the skirt. It's just something about it that's giving me like a weird 90s vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the skirt and the color and the length of it and these
with
buttons
the
down the front.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it. It's different, and it's definitely Erin.
Yeah, I just love the top's my favorite part.
Yeah.
I think, like, when she plays with these weird proportions mm-hmm. and weird volumes of things, mm-hmm. I just love that.
She kind of loses me with balance.
Right.
When she does the really big top and then the tight kind of knee. Like, she did it before with the flowers.
The bottle top, yeah. And then just the skirt was just too short.
Yeah,
and
it
wasn't...
was short. It's like her sense of balance is a little off to me.
I agree
and
with that.
And that's why, if for any reason, that's why I don't like this look.
Right.
Or why it's my least favorite look, because it's not balanced.
I wish the skirt was just a different shape, maybe, because I like the orange with the top, black and white top.
I would have taken a shorter skirt.
Or shorts.
Yeah, shorts, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. Sometimes she just needs a little tweaking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think she probably just made a bunch of looks and then put them
styled
together last
them.
Minute.
Right.
Yeah. So she wasn't thinking about that.
Right.
But
the top is a statement piece for sure. Even the skirt is a statement piece.
Yeah, I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's move on to our next look. So next we have Laurence. Her first look is basically like this little lederhosen jumper.
Mm-hmm.
It's army green and it has these leather straps. I don't know. I like the cut of the jumpsuit, but the straps and the fact that it's cut so straight across in the front is very weird to me, and it seems very basic.
Okay. I like the colors. They're very calming.
Mm-hmm.
Soothing. And I like the idea of the jumper. I like the straps on top.
Yeah.
It loses a little shape. But to me, this was the perfect opportunity for her to take her leather and go berserk on the front of this jumper.
Right.
Like, she could have given us so much drama. You know, even like...
Pockets or zippers.
Yeah, like
or
pockets
some
or
details.
Some sort of... maybe some sort of like... belt or something to show the leather work. The straps look good, but it's just, she loses me. I want her to go further with her design.
Yeah, and we've seen such detail, like jumpsuits from her, right. Pants,
like these jackets. Pants, these white pants fit really good. The jacket fits really good, but I feel like I've seen...
I feel like it's too basic for her. Yeah, like I feel like she's not really living. It's too tame.
Yeah, it's too tame.
So her second look is this kind of embroidered brocade just jacket with these white pants. And the pants are just kind of nothing and they're low-waisted. And it looks kind of weird to me with the jacket. I know Nina mentioned like the belly's showing and I agree with that. She should have put just like a slouchy tee underneath or something and have the jacket open. It would have looked a lot more Laurence to me.
If she would have, instead of using embroidered flowers, if she would have made flowers out of leather.
Yes.
And then stitched them on a jacket. Like, that's the standout piece I'm looking for from her. I think she's missing the artsy side. Like, I think she has the technical side down of getting things to fit. She can get you snatched and neat. But she's missing an artistic flair.
Yeah, like, and I feel like stick with that. For having so much time, I've seen way better stuff from her come out in a day. Mm-hmm. I mean, even pants, like she's had pants before that had, you know, a stripe down the side or pockets or a drop crotch or whatever. Mm-hmm. This is, like, anyone could make this pants and jacket, you know.
She should have put some leather pants on.
Oh, that would be
leather
great.
Pants with this embroidered jacket.
Then I would love that.
Exactly.
Even if they were kind of that brown hue of the first, the straps on the jumpsuit, that would have been amazing.
Because it would have made the jacket stand out so much more. It would have brought attention to how well she works with leather. Because I know the pants would have fit, like, amazing.
Yeah, and it would have been more edgy.
Yeah. I
love that idea. Okay, and then our third look from Laurence. I like this is probably the most Laurence-looking look, even though it's a little basic, too. But the shirt is really beautiful. It's kind of encrusted with these pearls that she's hand-sewn on with an open back. But it kind of has that slouchy kind of... cool girl feeling to it with these Bermuda shorts.
You got to be like super slim to pull that top off.
Sure, yeah, but it looks so good, and I think it's fashion, and I think she should base a little more. I mean, could you imagine like pants encrusted with these pearls or like a leather jacket encrusted with these pearls?
I absolutely can.
I think she needs to kind of add some of that to the rest of her pieces. Even the, you know, the flowery jacket, she could add some of that too. She needs to, like, pump up the drama for me.
Definitely.
But I think she would have the potential to win if she did that, because her stuff is very refined.
Even going back to this, like, this top with these studs and these, if she would have taken some white leather and added some sort of detail to the pant, even if it was a flower again, to tie in, like, to the flower embroidery, like, she just, it needed to go a step further. But... I do like the balance. I love the top. I love studs. I love everything about studs and pearls. So she won me over with that. And I like the length of the pant. It looks really cute. Or what is that?
It's kind of like a knee length short. Yeah.
Like a short, like a, what do we call those? Gaucho? What do they call those?
A walking short, kind of.
I guess.
I mean, and I love that she put this white, it's like a blazing white outfit on this black model. It looks so gorgeous.
It pops on her skin tone.
It's amazing. Yeah. And then she's kind of got it with these pumps. And
I like the beige pump, too.
Yeah. And I get this total Laurence vibe from this piece. Mm-hmm. I think she needs to kind of, you know, engage her other pieces and some of the techniques she's used here. So last but not least, we have Roberry. And I love this look. It's kind of a very involved top with stripes and beige and black and white. And then the skirt is kind of just this pleated fairy organza, which sounds really like it's a juxtaposition, and it is, but it works for me somehow. It's like serious on top and playful on the bottom.
I like it. I'm losing her silhouette here. I'm losing her waist. And I don't know if it's because the bottom of the shirt is white and not black that it's making her look whiter across her midriff.
Right.
But I want to... It just loses the shape a little bit. I love the skirt, though. I think it's really fun. And I love the top. But I think this was the beginning of me being like, uh-oh, like, what are we about to see?
I think this was my favorite piece out of the three from him. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of went downhill from there. And I just absolutely hate the tennis shoes.
Yeah, like, tennis shoes. She's falling flat. And like, it makes her look frumpy.
It makes her look really short where the dress is cutting and then you have the tennis shoes. Mm-hmm. it's not something I would.
It's not ever. Given a feminine. Like, she does look like she's traveled. She has on flats. She doesn't want her feet to hurt. It's like she just walked 10 blocks. Like, that's not the traveling woman again that I was hoping right. for from Robert's collection. Like, she looks like she's dressed comfortably because she has somewhere to go, not right. like she's trying to break fashion.
The tennis shoes just kind of make it feel like a little girl's dress to me, you know? Like,
yeah, it just doesn't. It takes away from her figure. Her silhouette is, yeah. like, muted all throughout this outfit.
Yeah. I mean, even if she was going to do flats, I would do kind of like an open top so it kind of gives her
like a platform. Oh, well, I would have too,
but
funky.
If he wanted to go flats, I'd go with an open top shoe so you mm-hmm. could kind of lengthen her leg just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, I don't get stumpy. The shoes.
Yeah, she doesn't have a figure in this.
But I think that the idea is really cool. And
it's super cool. Yeah. The skirt should have been shorter. It would have eliminated the whole problem.
I agree.
Yeah, because yeah. then she would have been able to... And she could have even put on a cute little sock or something if the skirt yeah. was shorter to kind of bring out that, like, fun, playful look.
I think even if he styled some of his girls a little more interesting, yeah. it would make it feel more dramatic. Because I feel like the idea is very cool.
Yeah.
But it's just like, they're just like, hi, I just got dressed like 5 seconds ago. You right. know? Like, I would just be like, yeah, I'm going out and I have a cute dress, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to do my hair or anything.
Yeah.
So, then the next look we have is kind of using this organza, again, this purple organza as a skirt, but it's kind of like a garbage bag skirt with a belt around it, and it's kind of got, like, just a vest and a top, and I wasn't interested in that at all.
No.
And the skirt is, like, literally a square that you
I would have preferred together. To see pants out of that material.
That would be really interesting. That would have been
funky. With the same kind yeah. of top, the same, you know, waistline with the tie-up seam, but a funky pair of pants.
Yeah, I agree.
Even, like, the cut of the pants beside them. Like a harem right. kind of baggy pant.
Yeah, I think that would have been cool. I mean, yeah. I like this skirt as is, but I think on top it would have to have something exciting.
I just don't know where she's going.
Right, where is she going? I don't know.
Yeah, fairy, is she going to work?
Fairy godmother
right.
school.
I'm so let down. I'm like, I'm about to catch an attitude right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so let down. Like, he really did it for me, and mm-hmm. now he's just, like, falling flat.
I feel like he's just lost a little bit. Yeah. But I like the length of the skirt better on this one.
I wonder if it's... I don't know. I'm wondering if it's, like, him following what he sees on the street in New York. That's what I feel like he's being inspired by, the people that walk around on a daily basis. And when he isn't being pushed to be avant-garde, maybe right. his normal style falls flat.
I question that with some of the other designers, too. Like, when they don't have a specific challenge with a specific inspiration, they go home and they're like, oh, because his inspiration mm-hmm. wasn't clear to me. It was like, mm-hmm. oh, some girl that travels or something. Mm-hmm. That's not specific enough of yeah. a concept to be like, yes, I'm getting all these ideas. Right. I'm excited.
And to me, that's what makes Erin such a great designer.
Yeah.
Like, I think that she, out of everybody, she knows who she is the most.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and so yeah. that's what makes her strong. Like, she sticks to the same aesthetic. Like, if you give her a challenge or not, she's going to give you Erin.
Right.
If this is Robert, then he's more so an artist, a sculptor, than a designer.
Well, Erin, if you saw Erin's design being worn on someone on the street, you would know immediately that yeah, it's Erin.
Exactly.
I would never know that this is Robert.
Yeah, ever. He completely switched his aesthetic up.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah, let's take a look at his last look. It's just kind of like...
I love this jacket.
A pants and a jacket and
this
a
is
top.
The jacket I was trying to refer to earlier. Mm,
okay.
It's just too every... Like, I don't... It's just too everyday. He's yeah. trying to give us, like wearable clothing.
Right.
And he's losing his artistic edge, too.
But that jacket is fierce. But I think he could make wearable clothing that is interesting. He's it just, doesn't have to be this, you know?
Maybe he's not stylish. Like, maybe he's a sculptor. Know. Like, maybe he's, like, a painter.
But then he needs to sculpt and paint ready-to-wear clothing. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's other... He obviously knows other techniques. He could have taken that knotting technique and put it down the back of a jacket or, you know,
can
anything.
Can we get a close-up of this, the back of this jacket? No? Zoomed in? Good. That's cool.
It is cool.
Look at the texture. It's complete streetwear. Like, I would throw that on with just a cool boot and a cute V-neck or a tank top and be killing the game.
Right.
That's an awesome jacket.
But I think when you put all of his pieces together,
yeah, it's but those too pants lost me.
Boring.
Yeah, yeah. It's boring. Yeah. I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. I hope he pulls it together because I really want to root for him.
Right.
And then we do have Rick. is last.
I'm but here not for least. Rick.
So yeah, here we see his awesome glasses. I'm here
front row for
the glasses
Rick.
Make the look really.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy.
I love this whole funky like yeah. out of the box. You've never seen this. I love it.
So he's kind of got a black and white print that he developed. Mm-hmm. And he kind of mentioned also, maybe I should have lost the leggings and just done the top skirt and the boots and the glasses. I think he's right. Because I think he does need to show that leg. And he's got plenty of other stuff going on.
But
he's got
a leather skirt, too. If the pants weren't there, wouldn't it have been just, like, regular?
No, I think it would have been, like, a lot more, like, reined in and polished. You know, but still funky. Mm-hmm. He could have added a chunky bracelet, like a red, you know, something to go back to the glasses. But I think it, like, the total head-to-toe print is just, like, too much.
I'm so too much. I'm so gaudy. Like, my friends have to, like, take two pieces. Like, I'm over the top. So everything about this, I'm living for. I would have loved to see it without the skirt. I want to just see the bodysuit.
Oh, well, that would be cool, too.
Yeah.
I just think it has to kind of be one or the other, you know?
But totally, totally here for the shades.
Totally my favorite look.
Totally. And I love the chain hanging down, too. Oh, yeah. That's such a cute detail.
Oh, yeah. So his second look is kind of this dress we talked about earlier where it's the two arrows meeting, turning into a bow, and it's all red and black and blue leather.
Loved it.
I think this is pretty cool, and it's a good example of you can, you know, make something simple that's still really interesting and looks expensive. I mean, the points on that bow being sewn into the red and blue, I mean, that's, like, impossible.
It was cute.
So I think that's a really good piece.
It fit her body really well. Yeah, it was nice.
And then the last look from him, I didn't really care for it at all. It was this denim look with all of this kind of paisley embroidery and a really low crotch, but it doesn't look like a drop crotch, jumpsuit, and it's just really oversized baggy. It's a lot of print. Makes her look really big.
I would have preferred if this was just a dress and not a jumper. But I loved it. I love everything that's going on. I love denim meeting street art. That's, like, one of my favorite things. So to see this, like, embroidered pattern on this denim and all of this stuff going on, again, I loved it. I'm not quite sure how it's going to tie in. Like, when you put this next to the black and white bodysuit and the leather skirt, it's kind of, like,
it's not the same collection. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the same collection.
I just wish it would. So, it's just a lot of print that's really busy on massive fields of fabric. She's got, like, these huge pants, totally covered top and sleeves.
I like the top.
But he could have made, like, he could have made these short, tiny short shorts on the bottom to balance it out. Or he could have opened it up on the neck or, like, short sleeves. Or he could have done, like, a cuter jumper out of this, you know?
He could have. That's very true.
I'm just very
It could have been very pencil-y at the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just confused by this silhouette.
I just want to wear it. Maybe that's why I like it so much, because I just want to wear it. It's so cute to me. I love it, but it's kind of left field. We'll have to see how he ties it in.
Yeah, I think the other ones,
makes sense of it.
You know, the other looks were kind of more like black and white and primary colors and stuff.
So, but yeah, we still haven't seen the other optical illusion jackets. And we don't know if he still has more to embroider on this. Like, maybe he'll tie it in art-wise, like, with the detail.
I hope so.
Maybe it'll tie into other pieces
detail-wise. He has a lot of work cut out for him.
Yeah, he does.
So, I mean, let's do predictions. I mean, obviously, I think Aaron's going to win.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page.
After Buzz TV predictions.
Yes. I think Aaron's going to win.
Yeah.
I'm Team Aaron. I think Rick and Aaron are going to be going neck and neck. I'm very proud of Laurence, but
I think Laurence could still have a, she still has a chance to fix it, but I don't think she's going to beat Aaron.
They're all winners.
Oh, yeah, totally, totally.
I would love to be in anyone of their shoes, but I think Aaron's taking this one home.
I just saw Aaron from the very first couple of episodes, just what she did and her approach to it, and I think she's pretty much just a shoo-in. You know, it's something we haven't seen before.
We'll see, though. I want to see what Rick comes with, though, because they are, they have that edge. Like, they both have that very hip edge. And it could go to either one of them, I think. But Erin is, she's the most solid designer. Yeah. She knows who she is. She's consistent.
I think she's kind of coming out of left field, too, compared to everybody else. She's just so unconventional with her fabrics, with her thought process, her mm-hmm. silhouettes, mm-hmm. her color stories.
Everything, her detail and so everything.
So I think that's the freshest mm-hmm. perspective, honestly, from her.
Oh, no.
But I'm really excited to see everybody's collections come totally together because I've seen a lot of Project Runways before, and I've seen a lot of the, you know, part one of the finale where people completely turn it around and surprise you, mm-hmm. and it's always something you didn't expect. You've seen, you know, what's on their rail, mm-hmm. but you haven't seen it all come together, walking in order, mm-hmm. you know, with all the styling and everything, with their extra edits on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and people have made entire garments in the couple of days, you know, mm-hmm. they get between. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited mm-hmm. to see everybody else's.
We shall see. We shall see.
So tweet us, you guys. Let us know yes. who your pick for the winner is.
Yes.
I am at Uberest on Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And I'm at Carmen Cameron on Instagram. And you can find me on Facebook, Carmen Cameron.
And please join us next week for part two of the finale.
Yes. So we get super to find exciting. Out. I know. We'll be on pins and needles until then.
We'll see you guys later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.